I used to do a lot of teaching at the beginning of my life, and I still enjoy finding students who remember me and get in touch via Twitter or Facebook. I want to tell them so much, and I'm interested in how they got on. But I'm not sure I want to tell them too much. Why did I leave teaching? What was that all about? Perhaps it's best if they don't know. But if they don't know, they'll just fill it with guesses and hypotheses, rumours. So perhaps it's best to come clean and take on what consequences that leads. I left teaching because of severe chronic depression. It happens to some people. It happens to some people you might know. It shouldn't have happened to me. I didn't plan for it. I didn't deserve it. And it's had the most horrendous effect on not just my life, but my family's life. It's meant changes of direction. It's meant changes of expectation. But you know what? I'm not going to let this fucking depression beat me. One day, I am going to beat it. That's what keeps me going. It's like having a daily arm wrestle with an invisible, ghostly presence. You think it's there, you know it's there, but you can't see it. You don't know how strong it is, but you do know its strengths. Depression has ripped me apart. It's well past the time to put me back together again. But I'm going to try and do that with or without the help of the medical profession. They try to compartmentalize me, put me in a little box that says, refer to counseling, put on this drug, perhaps could do with XYZ approach. And after 18 years, has got really precisely nowhere. That's not good enough for me. And shouldn't be good enough for anyone. It's time for the mentally ill to fight back. It's time for the mentally ill to mobilize. But it's time for the mentally ill to get justice when it comes to healthcare. Because the mentally ill have got a lot to offer. But they're being stopped. They're being stopped by prejudice, bigotry, short-sightedness, and downright lies. So, what can you do about it? Whatever you try to do, do it positively. Mental health isn't going to go away. It's here to stay, and it's how we deal with it that will alleviate the effects, the stigmas, and the downright negativity that surrounds the topic. Say hello to mental health.